Now, if you have your Bible handy, open it to the 10th chapter of John. We're going to have a little study about our Lord Jesus and two of his statements about himself as the door and as the shepherd. In verse 9 of the 10th of John, we read his own words, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, of the Jewish fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold," or literally one flock, "and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." And then down at the 26th verse, he said, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." The Lord Jesus said he was the door. Now the definite article marks him out as the only door. And this agrees with Acts 4:12, where we read, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." I'm happy to tell you that this is an open door. It will be closed one of these days. If the Lord Jesus should come before this broadcast is finished, that door will be closed. Salvation will not be offered. There is no such thing taught as a second chance after death. I'm happy to tell you, too, that this is a door of blessing. Now, doors may be a way of egress or ingress. Maybe a way of getting away from something, a way of getting to something. In the Old Testament, the door to the city of refuge was a way of getting away from the evil. They could be saved from the evil by running through that door, but they were also running into a place where there was plenty, where they would have all they needed. And when we trust the Lord Jesus for our Savior, there's both a negative and a positive side to this salvation. We are saved from some things, and we are saved to some things. That's why he says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Now, it isn't difficult to enter a door. Some people say, "Well, the way you preach salvation sounds too easy." Well, remember, it wasn't easy for the Lord Jesus. He paid a terrible debt. He suffered untold agony. It cost him a great deal. And yet, entering through a door is so simple that even a child may enter. And the Lord Jesus himself said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven." Some of us have great reason to thank the Lord that we came to him while we were young. Now, please don't make a door to a door. You know what I mean? You just come to the Lord Jesus. You don't have to come to a church or to an ordinance or through some good works. You just come directly to him. the Lord Jesus receives all who come to him. But we read also that he is the good shepherd. He said that himself, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, you may not appreciate being classed with the sheep, but this is common language in the Bible. We're told, for instance, in the Old Testament, all we like sheep have gone astray. You'll find that in the 53rd of Isaiah, in verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid upon him, our Savior, the iniquity of us all. 1 Peter 2:25 says, You were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Sheep are very helpless. My uncle used to raise sheep. I remember seeing some of those sheep just getting on the wrong side of the barn and getting lost and bleating miserably until somebody came and got them. And the 5th of Romans in verse 6 says, When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. How desperately we needed a shepherd. Now, the Lord said, I am the good shepherd. In the Old Testament, in the 34th of Ezekiel, we read about the false shepherds. And then he contrasts himself here with the hirelings, those who are only interested in the job. And then he talks about the wolf, which, of course, stands for Satan. So in contrast to all of these, the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd. He proved it in many ways. He was a man who went about doing good. But most of all, he proved it by going to the cross, didn't he? By laying down his life for us on the cross, he certainly proved that he cared about the sheep. He certainly proved that he loved the sheep. Now, I think when it says that he laid down his life for the sheep, that we can say that there's more in this than the fact of his dying for us. For you see, the Lord Jesus not only died for us, he rose again, and he's living for us. And we are being saved, that is, we are being cared for and protected and delivered by his living for us at the right hand of God at the present time. He is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them, we're told in Hebrews 7:25. So the very fact that our Savior is living for us means that we have a shepherd who cares for us day by day now. I suppose you learned the 23rd Psalm maybe when you were a child in Sunday school. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. How could we want? How could we need anything with a shepherd like this? It's wonderful to know him for a shepherd. The best part of all is to be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, it isn't enough to say, well, he's a shepherd for all. Christ died for all, and he loves all. But let's make it personal, shall we? Let's get this thing down to where it'll do us some good as individuals. Did he die for your sins? Did he lay down his life for you? Have you heard his voice and believed in him so that you could be called one of his sheep? Or are you still a straying sheep? Maybe someone's listening today who's been accused of being a black sheep. Well, the Lord loves them all. He makes no difference. He'd take us in regardless of how much we've sinned against him. It's impossible for you to be too great a sinner for him to say, because the chief of sinners is already in heaven. And 1 Timothy 1:15 is my authority for that. The Apostle Paul, there by the Spirit of God, writes, This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So the chief of sinners has already gone to heaven. There's certainly room for you and me. But maybe someone is saying, well, I don't feel that I've gone astray. Well, if you're comparing yourself with some of the black sheep, you wouldn't think so. But why don't you just take his word for it? After all, the shepherd decides whether the sheep have strayed or not. And his word says, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. Now, if you put your hand into his, if you trust him as your Savior, if you would accept him as your shepherd, what would happen? Well, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. It's most wonderful to be in the hands of the great and strong shepherd. He's gone home to heaven to look after his own. He's the great shepherd of the sheep there for us. And he's coming back again as the chief shepherd. He's going to reward those faithful shepherds who have been trying to look after the other sheep. I wonder if he comes today, if you'd be one of the sheep that he'd take with him. He has your name written down. He knows you if you're his. Let's pray. Our Father, we pray for those who are listening just now who may not be sure that they have trusted this good shepherd, who may not have entered in through the door. We pray that they may do so very soon, and help us who know the Lord to be glad and to live for him. In his name we pray. Amen.